High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Broken Bow High School tonight for high school basketball on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 got the boys C15 district championship ball game as the second-ranked Minden Whippets get set to take on the eighth-ranked Badgers out of Valentine High School. I'm Mike Wallen, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Good matchup here in the C15 district championship. Valentine coming in, a record of 20 wins and 4 losses on the season. Minden is at 21-1. These two teams have already played twice during the season, and Minden has got a 2-0 advantage over Valentine. Minden beating the Badgers in the championship game of the Southwest Conference Tournament earlier in the season by a score of 69-50, and they also beat him during the regular season by a score of 51-37. Valentine with just two other losses, the teams with very impressive records. They've lost to Hershey by a score of 52-51. Hershey right now is 16-6 on the season. North Platte St. Pat's also knocked out Valentine earlier this year by a score of 57-46. And St. Pat's is currently sitting at 19-5 on the season. So it's going to be a tough test tonight for the Minden Whippets here this evening. Minden in pretty good shape as far as qualifying for the Boys State High School basketball tournament. If the Whippets are not able to get by Valentine tonight, I think Minden can rely on their wild card points. They're currently setting second in Class C1 in wild card points right behind Boys Town. So a loss here by Minden, they would still probably get into the Boys State High School basketball tournament. The same story is not the case for Valentine. Valentine probably needs a win to earn their right to the state tournament for the first time since 2004. Valentine is currently sitting number 8 in the point standings as they enter the district championship ball game tonight with the Minden Whippets. So a good matchup here tonight between Valentine and Minden. We got some more pregame information coming up for you. Tonight's pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll have more right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Right back here at Broken Bow High School tonight for high school basketball on the Breeze. Minden coming through a pretty tough sub-district last week as Minden knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia in their first ball game by a score of 58-46, and then last Thursday disposing of Kearney Catholic by a score of 55-41. Minden ranked number 2 in the latest Lincoln Journal Star poll. The Whippets come in averaging 62 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.7. On the defensive end, Minden has won 12 games in a row. The Whippets a pretty good shooting ball club as they connect on 48% of the field goal tries, 28% from three-point territory, 64% from the free throw line, and probably the smartest thing, the most impressive thing, is Minden takes care of the basketball. They only average about 8 turnovers per ball game. For the Badgers of Valentine, they come in with a mark of 20 wins and 4 losses on the season. They have won 7 games in a row. Valentine is ranked number 8 according to the latest Lincoln Journal Star poll. They're averaging 59.6 points per ball game on offense, giving up 45.4 on the defensive end. They have not played at the Boys State Tournament since 2004. Valentine, a team that's hitting 44% of their field goal tries this year, 27% from three-point territory and 64% from the free throw line. Marshall Miller is their leading scorer on the season. Miller is a 6'2" senior, who is averaging 18 points and 4 rebounds per game. They've also got Matt Harris in double figures. Harris is a 6'3" senior. He is averaging 11.8 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. So Valentine and Minden getting ready to do battle here tonight for the C15 District Championship. This is District Championship night for all the teams in Class C that are left. In the C1 ranks, the District Championships tonight, they decided in Crete at Doane College, you've got Lincoln Christian playing Fairbury. In C2-2, you've got Bishop Newman playing Columbus Lakeview. At C1-3, you've got Boys Town up against Wisner Pilger. In C1-4 tonight, Norfolk Catholic is playing Boone Central. We've got the C1-5 District Championship here tonight, Minden against Valentine. And C1-6 will be Hershey against Kimball. The six district champions, along with two wild card teams, will advance to the Boys State High School basketball tournament beginning next Thursday in Lincoln. Class C2 also holding their district championships tonight. In C2-1, you've got Johnson County Central taking on Johnson Brock tonight. In C2-2, a good matchup at Grand Island will be Sutton taking on Ravenna. Those are the top two teams in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. And they'll score off in the district championship ball game tonight. We've got that action on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR tonight. Other action tonight in C2, you've got Malcolm playing Twin River. C2-4, it's Oakland Craig in action here tonight. C2-5, you've got Hardington Cedar Catholic against Burwell. And in C2-6, you've got North Platte St. Pat's against Perkins County. Again, the six district champions, along with two wild cards, will advance to the Boys State Tournament next week. Class D1 and Class D2 will go tomorrow for the boys. In D1-1, you've got Pawnee City against Deschler. Guardian Angels Central Catholic will play Bancroft Rosalie. Randolph against St. Mary's. Humphrey St. Francis against High Plains Community. The D1-5 final will have Kennesaw against Overton. We'll have that game for you tomorrow night on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. And D1-6, you've got Sandhills Thetford against Paxton. Then in Class D2 tomorrow for the district championships, you've got Falls City Sacred Heart against Hampton. Owls against Elkhorn Valley. Also tomorrow, Giltner will take on Loomis. We'll have that game for you tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You've got Brady against Hayes Center, and Arthur County will take on Layton. So Class C1 and C2 going tonight. Classes D1 and D2 will go tomorrow. Also watching tonight, the B5 district going on in Kearney tonight. It's the semifinals there. You've got the Hastings High Tigers getting set to take on Grand Island Northwest in the semis. Hastings High picking up a win over Lexington on Saturday night in the quarterfinals by a score of 50-30. The other game tonight should be wrapping up here soon. The Aurora Huskies playing Holdridge as the Dusters knocked out Cozad in the opening round on Saturday night by a score of 57-33. So a good matchup here tonight at Broken Bow High School, the C15 District Championship between Valentine and Minden. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on the Breeze.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah.
Again, welcome back to Broken Bow here tonight. This side of the C15 District Championship ball game between Minden and Ballantyne. And this is a gym very similar to Minden tonight. It's going to be very loud in here all night long. The steel roof here. All the fans are located on one side with a smaller section of bleachers right behind the bench over there. Behind the Whippets and the Badgers here tonight. So it's going to be a loud house as we play this C15 District Championship ball game. Here tonight, we'll give the starting lineups for the Minden Whippets. They will go with Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom is a 6-foot senior for Minden. He is averaging 17.4 points and 6.1 rebounds per ball game. You've got Dan Christensen getting a start here tonight. Christensen is 6'2" and a senior, averaging 1.2 points, 1.4 rebounds per game. Thomas Sinsel. Into the ball game tonight, he's 5'9". Sinsel was a senior, averaging 4.6 points, 1.6 rebounds per game. Christian Schwenke is a 6'4" and senior. Schwenke is averaging 9 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Then Derek Kissinger, a 6'1" and senior. Kissinger averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds per game. Shannon Levin, the head coach of the Minden Whippets. And again, Minden coming in a record of 21 wins and 1 loss on the season. For the Ballantyne Badgers, it'll be James Simmons. Simmons is 5'9" and a senior. He's averaging 1.6 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Marshall Miller, we told you about him during the pregame show. He's averaging 18.8 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Miller is 6'2" and a senior. Matt Klinder also gets a start here. 6'2" inch junior is averaging 7.7 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Quinn Connor is 6'6" and a sophomore, averaging 5.5 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. And then 6'3" inch senior Matt Harris, who's averaging 11.8 points and 8.1 rebounds per ball game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on the Breeze. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. So Minden will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Minden, the home team, dressed in their white jerseys, trimmed and lettered in the purple. Ballantyne is going to be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white here tonight. Ballantyne controls the opening tip as they will work against this Minden defense. Minden has been very good defensively, giving up only 38.7 points per ball game on the season. Simmons has got the ball, takes the ball down on the baseline. There's a shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there, no good by Harris. And the rebound comes down to the Minden Whippets. So two shots at the hole there for Ballantyne, and they can't convert here on the opening possession. So here comes Minden back. Sinsel has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Sinsel comes to knock out between the rings to Derek Kissinger. Let's one fly from three. Shot good. Derek Kissinger throws up the three ball and hits it there for the Whippets. Minden goes out on top by a score of 3-0. Minden, a 28% shooting, three-point shooting team from behind the arc so far this season. But Kissinger knocks down the first three in the ball game. Minden has got a 3-0 lead. Here's Matt Harris with the ball. Right side of the lane, comes back over to the left side to a Marshall Miller. Miller holds it, free throw line extended, goes cross court now to Harris on the right side of the lane. Harris kicks it out here in the 3-point territory to Simmons. Drives it, now kicks it down in the corner. There's a shot taken by O'Connor. O'Connor, this could be no good. Long rebound, now got a pushing foul called inside. It's going to go on Ballantyne. So Quinn Connor throws up the three from deep in the left corner. That would not go. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Ballantyne Badgers. It's going to go on Matt Klinder. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on Ballantyne here in this first quarter of play. 3-0 is the score. The Whippets have the lead. Minden has the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Comes over here now to a Dan Christensen. He holds the ball. Comes out here to Derek Kissinger. Down to Carson Bloom. He pounds the ball down on the baseline. Sinsel works to his right. His shot is up there from 10 feet away. No good. Offensive rebound, Schwenke. His shot's going to be blocked down. Rebounded by Kissinger. His shot's blocked down, and the foul is called. So two blocked shots inside there for Ballantyne, but finally a personal foul is going to be called here on the Badgers. That's going to send Derek Christensen to the free throw line, or Derek Kissinger to the free throw line here for Minden. 6:25 to play. That's the second team foul called on the Badgers here in this first quarter of play. That one goes on Simmons. That's going to be his first. A shot from the free throw line by Kissinger is going to be up and in. Derek Kissinger, a 62% foul shooter in the season, coming in hitting 49 out of 78 free throws. And now Minden has got a 4-0 lead. 4-0 is the score. Minden out on top of the Ballantyne Badgers. Next shot is going to be up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Derek Kissinger gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got all 6 points here for the Whippets. 6-0 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Here comes the Valentine Badgers back to the ball. That's Dylan Eklund who's into the ball game now, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Eklund stripped a couple of defenders out there in 3 points here. Territory. Thomas Sinsel is going to pick up the personal foul here for Minden. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Whippets in this first period. 6-0. Minden out on top. We're about 2 minutes into the ballgame. 6:09 to play in the first quarter from Broken Bow. Eklund gets the ball in deep in the corner on the left side. That's Connor with the ball. Connor out to Eklund. 4-3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Bloom down the right sideline. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Stops here at the top of the key. Goes to Thomas Sinsel now. Sinsel dribbles once. Moves to his left. Fires it away now to a Christian Schwenke. Entry pass to get it inside to Kissinger. Back out to Schwenke. Takes the ball into the lane. Kicks it back out. Down in the corner. Kissinger. Shot is up there and in. He bears a three-pointer. Boy, he can't miss here. He got all 9 points from Minden. And now Valentine wants to call a timeout. Derek Kissinger on fire to begin the ball game. He scored all 9 points. We're down to 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Minden 9, Valentine nothing.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze. 9-0 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Kissinger's got all 9 points so far for the Whippets. Here comes Valentine back with the ball. Jump pass comes to the near sideline. Connor has got it now. As a Quinn Connor moves it to his right, reverses the ball now to Dylan Eklund. Free throw line extended left side. Comes back out to Connor, about 25 feet away from the basket. Minden in the man-to-man defense. Here's Eklund with the ball. Left side of the lane. Comes back out to Miller. Drives it to the elbow. Now dumps it off inside. There's a shot taken right in front of the hole. It's good. Matt Klinder scoring there for Valentine. So it took Valentine until the 5-10 mark of this first quarter to get on the scoreboard. 9-2 is the score now as Klinder gets the field goal right in front of the hoop there for the Badgers. So it'll be Minden back with the ball. There's Kissinger wide open getting underneath the hole. His shot is going to be no good this time. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Schwenke. He goes for the hole and a traveling violation. Out of all the shots that Derek Kissinger has taken so far in this ball game, that's the easiest one there, and he missed it. Right in front of the hole, rebounded by Schwenke. Reigns whistle for the traveling violation here for the Minden Whippets. So it's a 9-2 ball game. We got 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Broken Bowl here tonight. As Valentine will play things in, Klinder has got the ball here in backcourt. Gets it to a Dylan Eklund, splits a couple of defenders. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Minden. Back the other way, Kissinger. His shot no good. Tip try is up and in. Carson Bloom gets the offensive board and the putback. That's his first field goal in the ball game. And Minden is out on top by a score of 11-2. Third meeting in the season between these two teams. Minden 2-0 against Valentine this season, including a Southwestern Conference championship victory. There's a ball that's going to be thrown out of bounds by Klinder. He got the ball into the lane, was going to go down to the Coffin corner to the left side. Nobody home there. He throws it into the second row of the bleachers. That's the second consecutive turnover on Valentine in the ballgame. 11-2 is the score. Bennett is down on top. Whippets have the ball back in their offensive zone. Carson Bloom has got it right wing. Comes out to Kissinger. Swings it left side now to Isaac Carlson, who's into the ballgame. Carlson gives it away now to a Christian Schwenke, top of the key. Now to Kissinger here on the right side. Back out to a Dan Christensen, who's into the ballgame. Left side of the wing to Schwenke. Bounce pass goes to Carson Bloom. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Kissinger with the ball. Jump pass comes back out on top to Bloom. Drives the ball down the lane. Dishes down low. There's a shot by Schwenke that's going to be fouled. Christian Schwenke got it just to the right of the basket. He goes up for the shot. He's fouled into play. And he'll try to make this a three-point play as the bucket is going to count here with 3:56 to play in the first quarter. Bending down on top. It's now 13-2. As Schwenke will go to the free throw line here, the personal foul is whistled on Klinder. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Badgers. So Christian Schwenke will go to the free throw line here for Minden, a 55% foul shooter in the season. The shot is up there. He buries that one. He rattles that baby home, and Minden is out on top by a score of 14-2 here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to play. So it'll be Valentine playing things in here in backcourt. Valentine will need a win to probably get into the Boise State High School basketball tournament. They don't
have the wild card points like Minden has got coming to this ball game. Minden is number two right now. There's the ball. It's going to be lost. It's going to be picked up by Isaac Carlson. He drives, shoots, and scores. Valentine just lost the ball at the 10-second line. Isaac Carlson picks it up and goes the rest of the way for the score. And it's now a 16-2 ball game. Minden all over the Valentine Badgers in this basketball game. Miller has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets it to the elbow to a Shelbourne who's into the ball game. Now to Miller. Bounce pass right side to Eklund. Lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball is Harris. A shot is up and in. Matt Harris scores for Valentine. That's their second field goal. 16-4 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Whippets have the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Drives it into the lane. Works it over in the left side. Pounds it down low and a foul is called. They are going over there to Jonas Levin over there on the wing who pounds it down low as they get it down to R.G. Watson. He was balled in the play and R.J. will go to the free throw line down for the Whippets. R.J. Watson is all playing time in both sub-district basketball games against San Jose and Connie Catholic last week. Scored 6 points apiece in each of those games. The foul went to Ben Shelbourne. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four in the Badgers. And the shot from the free throw line is up and in by R.J. Watson. Watson is averaging 6 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Again, Minden probably doesn't have to win this game to gain entry to the Boys State Tournament. However, a win here would probably keep them away from Boys Town, which is expected to be the top seed. Boys Town would be in one bracket, and Minden would be in the second one. That would be the benefit of winning this baby here tonight. Boys Town, very, very good. Expected to win the Class C1 state championship this year. R.J. Watson hits his second one. It's now an 18-4 ball game. Minden has got the lead. Whippets might have something to say about that championship, huh? Here's the Eklund with ball, gets away, lobs it inside to Harris. He grabs it, shoots, and misses the shot. Rebound is loose. Connor grabs it down in the corner. Gets it out here on the wing to Miller. His shot up there from three, no good. Rebound Connor. Comes back out to Miller for three. His shot is up there, good. Marshall Miller hits the three ball from the left sideline here for Valentine. Missed his first one. He got his second one to go down. And it's now an 18-7 ball game. Minden with an 11-point lead. They've led this baby from the opening tap as they got into a 6-0 lead here in this one. R.J. Watson with the ball. Lobs it down low to Isaac Carlson. Out to Carson Bloom. Now to R.J. Top of the key. Three-pointer good. Boy, Minden cannot miss. And now Valentine wants to call another timeout. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. The score, Minden 21, Valentine 7.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQFM.com. And also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got the C15 District Championship ball game from Broken Bowl here tonight. Minden out to the early lead, 21-7 over Valentine in this ball game. James Simmons is back into the ball game on the dribble. He's got the ball, gets it to Miller now. Top of the key as Minden stays with this tough man-to-man defense. Simmons, dribble penetration. We got contact made, and the fouls will be called. As Simmons is knocked down in the paint there for the Valentine Badgers. That's only the first team foul in Minden, the second team foul in the Whippet, so no free throws here. It'll be Valentine playing it in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket, and now the scorer's table a little confused on who's going to be charged with this personal foul. That's the second team foul in the Whippets. As the Badgers will play things in, it's going to go on R.J. Watson. Watson picks up his first. Valentine will play things in to the near side right now to Simmons. Moves it back down in the corner. That's Connor with the ball. Connor brings it up high on the block. Gets it back outside. There's a three-pointer. Put it for it in. Anthony Fasthorse hits the three ball for Valentine. He just checked in there. Anthony Fasthorse hits the three. It's now a 21-10 ball game. Minden has got the lead. Whippets have the ball. Here's a Derek Kissinger who scored the first 9 points of the ball game here for the Whippets. He gets it in the hands of Christian Schwenke. Back down in the corner to Kissinger for three. Shot good. A long-range jumper by Derek Kissinger from the corner. He scores. It's now 24-10. Minden with a 14-point lead. Kissinger now with 12 points in the basketball game here for the Whippets in the first quarter. There's Fasthorse with the ball down in the corner to Miller. His shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Connor. Keeps it alive here for the Badgers. Top of the key. Simmons drives down to Laney. Banks went home. James Simmons scoring there for Valentine. Minden now with a 12-point lead, 24-12. Here on the right sideline, Sinsel. Entry pass, they get it inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Jonas Levin. And the rebound comes down to Valentine. Marshall Miller gets the rebound, clears it out to Simmons. He drives the ball in the paint. Gets it back out here in three-point territory to Miller on the right wing. Lobs it inside. Ball tipped away from Matt Harrison. It's a turnover on Valentine. Fourth of the ball game. Taken out of there by Derek Kissinger. Kissinger comes into the forward court. Now to Sinsel. He pulls up, shoots a 12-footer, and hits it. Thomas Sinsel scores for Minden. He's averaging 4.6 points per ball game. He hits his first shot here. It's now a 26-12 ball game. Minden out on top by 14 points early in this one. Here's a Connor with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Moves it down to Fast Horse. Now out to Simmons. Out in three-point territory to Miller. Lobs it back inside. There's a shot taken there by Matt Harris. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Derek Kissinger. Down to 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now Minden work with the final shot. Boy, he put 26 points on the board here in the first quarter against Valentine. It's 26-12. R.J. Watson with the ball. Comes out here. It's deflected away. It's going to be picked up here by Simmons. He drives, shoots, and misses a shot. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. That was Kissinger back there defending. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Minden off to a great start here tonight in the C-1-5 district championship game. The score after one, Minden 26, Valentine 12.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another district championship game going on tonight in Grand Island. Ravenna is leading Sutton by a 12-6. Ravenna 12, Sutton 6. 26-12 is the score here. Minden is out on top of Valentine as we start the second quarter of play. Kissinger driving for the hole. He has a knock out of his hands, picked up by Schwenke. Schwenke now to Sinsel, back outside a three-pointer, put up there and in. Carson Bloom knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Minden leading Valentine now by a score of 29-12. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Kissinger. He is all over the place in this first half of play. Kissinger with 12 points in the ball game, a couple of rebounds, a blocked shot down here for Minden, and we're still early in the second quarter, 7:27 to play. Minden has built a healthy lead here, 29-12 is the score. Valentine has got the ball. Marshall Miller moves it over on the wing on the right side to Clinder. There's a pass down low. They get it to Simmons. He goes up, a shot's blocked out of his hands. The scramble is on. 3-4 players at the deck. Jump ball called. A jump ball is called there. That was Christian Schwenke who got the block for Minden. That's his 16th block of the season. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Badgers. So Valentine will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Marshall Miller looking. The ball tipped away from Harris. And the ball is brought down on the far sideline by Sinsel. A turnover there on Valentine. Here comes Minden back the other way. Kissinger 4-3. And the shot at this time is going to be no good. Ball tipped to the corner. It's picked up by Connor. Connor for Valentine. Blocked over on the far side. It's going to be intercepted by Carson Bloom. He drives for the basket. And shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Connor. When Connor gets it away now to a James Simmons. Valentine has got 6 turnovers here in the first half of play. Minden has got the lead by 17. It is 29-12. Long pass inside to Clinder. He's surrounded. Goes up left-handed and shots up and in. Minden had the defense there, but Mike Clinder puts it up there left-handed and scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Now 29-14. Minden out on top here in the second quarter of play from Broken Bowl here tonight. Thomas Sinsel has got the ball in 3-point territory. Moves it to the wing. Now to Carson Bloom. Top of the key. Over the wing on the left side to a line to a Carlson. He drops it down low and a challenge violation is called. Derek Kissinger right to the left of the basket. 1 foot in the lane, 1 foot out, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. A second turnover on Minden here in the first half of play. Here comes Dan Christensen into the ball game now for Minden. 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first half. The Whippets are out on top by a score of 29-14. Dylan Eklund with the ball approaches
the midcourt stripe. Now sends it down in the corner to Miller. His shot for three is going to be stuck up on the board right in between the hoop and the backboard there. It's stuck up there from deep in the right corner. They're going to give the ball to the Whippets here as they will play things in. So Marshall Miller throws up the tray that he stuffs between the rim and the backboard there. And Minden will play things in here in backcourt. 6:13 to play. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Continuing coverage of high school basketball for this 2011-2012 season. Isaac Carlson with a ball for Minden out to Carson Bloom. Left sideline now to a Christian Schwenke. His pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on, and we got a foul called. Schwenke was going after it. So is Klinder. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Schwenke of Minden. So Christian Schwenke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number three on the Whippets. So it'll be Valentine playing things in. Just under 6 minutes to play here in this first half, 29-14 to score. The Whippets have the lead. Here's Miller with the ball. Comes out here to Harris. Out in three-point territory. Holds it. Down to Miller on the right side. There's a pass inside the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Matt Klinder. Right side of the lane, the ball is tipped out of bounds here by that Minden defense. That'll be Valentine playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Marshall Miller will look to key things in. Guarding him will be Isaac Carlson. Miller gets it in out here, just in front of the free throw line. That's going to be a Shelbourne. Brings it out here to the right wing. Moves it down in the corner to Miller. Entry pass to get it inside to Harris, and he's fouled in the play as it goes up for the shot. Matt Harris fouled in the play there by Minden. And now Harris will go to the free throw line here. For the Valentine Badgers, he's a 77% foul shooter on the season. That's the fourth team foul on Minden here in this first half of play. The foul is going to go on Schwenke. That's going to be his second. Harris's free throw is up there, top of the right side. No good. Valentine is a team hitting 64% from the free throw line, 44% from the field, 27% from three-point territory. Jonas Lovin into the ball game now for Minden. Replacing Christian Schwenke, who picks up his second personal foul. Second shot is up there by Harris. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes on the near sideline. It's picked up there by Shelbourne. Keeps it alive here for Valentine. And then the ball tipped out of his hands. Out of bounds here by Bloom. So Valentine will play things in. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 29-14. And the offensive end, Dylan Eklund here on the near sideline. Holds the ball. Eklund comes out here to the top of the key. That's going to be Shelbourne with the ball. Now to Eklund, is off balance shot in the wing. Is going to be no good. Off a defensive rebound here by Minden. With the ball is Jonas Lovin here in backcourt. Gets it away now to Isaac Carlson. Runs it back into the offensive zone. Boots it right side of the lane. Reverses the ball to Kissinger. He drops the ball down low. Here's a shot taken by Carson Bloom. It's up and in. Kissinger gets the assist. Carson Bloom gets the field goal. Carson now with 7 points in the ball game. Minden out on top by a score of 31-14. We are 3 minutes into the second quarter here from Broken Bow High School. Here's a fast horse with the ball. Comes out here to Eklund. Swings it right side. Marshall Miller has got it. He throws it back out between the rings. That's a Shelbourne. Shelbourne moves it over here to Anthony Fast Horse. Two-headed pass goes to the far sideline to Miller. Takes it to the elbow left side of the lane. Now down in the corner to Fast Horse. A shot for three. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Isaac Carlson. He falls down with the ball, and now a traveling violation. Isaac Carlson falls down here in backcourt, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's the third turnover on Minden here in the ballgame. So Valentine will play things in here on the near sideline. 4:36 to play in the second quarter. 31-14. Minden has got the lead over the Valentine Badgers tonight. Fast horse with the ball to Eklund. Lobs it inside, and now another foul is called. They lob it in there to Klinder. The foul is going to be called here in the Minden Whippets. That's going to be the 15th foul on Minden. This will be a non-shooting situation, so the Badgers will play things in. The foul goes on Levin. That's going to be his first. So Valentine will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Marshall Miller holding the ball there for the Badgers. Gets it down in the corner. That's Connor with the ball. Quinn Connor puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3 points territory. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Goes to the free throw line, and a traveling violation is called. Carson Bloom kind of lost his footing there, and then Connor ran over him down there right at the elbow, and he's called for the traveling violation as Connor goes down to the hardwood as well. 7 turnovers on Valentine here in the ball game. It'll be Minden coming back the other direction. 4:25 to play here in the second quarter. The Whippets jumped out to a 9-0 lead in the ball game tonight. They built that lead to 17 points now at 31-14 as we approach the halfway point of the second quarter from Broken Bow High School tonight. There's 11 with the ball down low. A shot is up and in. Isaac Carlson breaks loose on the baseline. They get him the ball, and Isaac Carlson hits the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's now 33-14. Minden looking for their third win of the season over the Badgers here tonight in his district championship ball game. Valentine trying to win their way into the state tournament. There's a pass inside. A shot's going to be taken. No good by Miller, and the rebound comes down to Barry Kissinger. Kissinger down the near sideline to get the ball ahead to Isaac Carlson. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it down in the corner to Lovin. His shot for three is no good, but an offensive rebound. Carson Bloom on the weak side sends it back down in the corner to Kissinger, who's back into the ball game. Kissinger down to Carson Bloom, back out near the 10-second line. That's Isaac Carlson with the ball. Valentine is in the man-to-man defense. Benton has sliced up this defense like cheese so far here in this first half of play. Lovin with the ball at the top of the key. Lovin holds it, goes over in the far sideline. They get it to Isaac Carlson. Carlson gets away, dribbles down on the baseline, under the basket. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. A scoop shot going up there by Isaac Carlson. It's blocked out of bounds. And Minden will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 3:11 to play in the second quarter. 33-14, the Whippets have the lead. So Minden will play things in. Mitchell Bowler is into the ballgame now for Minden. And he's got the ball deep in the corner on the left side. Comes out here on the wing down to Thomas Sinsel. Sinsel works against a Miller, and a foul is going to be called on Marshall Miller. A reaching in foul there on Miller. That's going to be his first team foul, number five of the Badgers, here in the first half of play. Non-shooting situation. So Minden will play things in right in front of the Valentine bench. Carson Bloom has got the ball. He walks it back across the 10-second line. Comes over here to a Derry Kissinger, who's got 12 first-half points for the Whippets. Bloom has got it down in the corner down to Sinsel. The Bloom back outside to Carmosta, who's into the ball game. Now to Kissinger. Dribble penetration, and another traveling violation is called. Kissinger takes the ball out of the paint there. Runs into some defenders for Valentine, and then he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's four turnovers on Minden here in the first half of play. Valentine will get the ball back with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. 33-14. Whippets have the lead. Here's Marshall Miller with the ball now for Valentine. Brings it into the offensive zone. The feed over here to Simmons. Holds the ball. Free throw line extended to the left side. Bounce pass back out to Miller for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Miller from Minden. Outlet pass to Carson Bloom. Gets the ball ahead to Sinsel. He thought about the three-pointer. Pass it up. Now back outside. There's a three-pointer by Carmosta. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Harris. Matt Harris clears it out to the near sideline to Marshall Miller. Here come the Badgers now, trailing by the score at 33-14. Back out between the rings is going to be Quinn Connor. Feeds it down in the corner. Miller for three. Shot up there. He buries it. Marshall Miller hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. It's now 33-17. The Badgers back to within 16 points. Derry Kissinger with the ball for Minden. Now to Carmosta. Carmosta now to Sinsel. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Carson Bloom. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside. A running one-hander is up and in. Carson Bloom scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Kissinger has got 12. It's a two-man wrecking crew so far for the Whippets. It's 35-17. The Dogs have the lead. Now we got a personal foul called. It's going to be on Bloom as he tries to poke the ball away. But Marshall Miller picks up the personal foul instead. Here comes Anthony Fasthorse back into the ballgame now for the Valentine Badgers. That's the 16th foul on Minden here in the first half, so no free throws here. And Fasthorse has got the ball off of the inbound. He gets it back now to James Simmons as he will work the ball out here for Valentine. Simmons goes over in the right wing to Anthony Fasthorse, puts it on the floor. Dribbling, gets it to a Marshall Miller. Marshall Miller being hacked out there by a Thomas Sinsel defensively for Minden. Gets it out to a Matt Harris. Over on the wing on the right side. Now a lob pass goes inside to Fasthorse. A shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Outlet pass on the near sideline to Carmosta. Gets it to Kissinger. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot and scores. Derek Kissinger scores again. He's got 14 in the ball game, and Minden leads for the first time by 20. 37-17. With 1:05 to play here in the second quarter. Everything going right for the Dogs here in this first half. Valentine with the ball as they dump it down to Simmons. He drives the baseline, loses his control, picks it up, gets down here to Marshall Miller. Down in the corner, he goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but we got a foul called. The foul here will go on Minden. It's going to go on Thomas Sinsel. That's going to be his second. That's going to be the 17th foul in the Whippets. This will be a shooting situation as Marshall Miller will go to the free throw line now for Valentine. He'll have two shots as he was fouled in the act of shooting. A 66% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Valentine is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots this year. 44% from three-point territory. Actually, 44% from the field and 27% from three-point territory. Another shot coming up here for Marshall Miller. It's in the air. That one is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Minden. So the Whippets have the ball. Isaac Carlson with the board as he gets things away now to Sinsel, and he will trot the ball into the offensive zone. Comes over to Carson Bloom, out to Kissinger now. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Whippets have a 20-point lead over Valentine. It is 37-17. Isaac Carlson here on the near sideline, holding the ball, looks at the clock. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Whippets will probably play for the final shot here. Carson Bloom with it now to Kissinger. Kissinger holds it on the deep wing. Now he backs her back out near the 10-second line. Valentine applying a little bit of pressure out here, man-to-man. Now Kissinger is double-teamed, gets the ball away. Carson Bloom, we're down to 12 seconds to play. Carson Bloom looking to penetrate, takes it to the top of the three-point arc. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger gets away, splits a couple of defenders. Nice pass down low to Carlson. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Ball is loose. Now we got a foul called with 0.6 seconds remaining. They work the ball down to Isaac Carlson down there. Got a couple of tips up there. It would not go, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Valentine. So it'll be Minden playing things in with 0.6 seconds remaining. The foul is going to go on the fast horse. That's going to be his first. So Minden will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. They just lob it into the lane to Carson Bloom. His shot is good, and it's going to count. Isaac Carlson inbounding the ball, baseline right center, and it's his own basket. He just throws it into the lane, and slicing down the paint was Carson Bloom. He did not even come down to the hardwood. He just threw it up there, and he just bounces it off of the backboard through the hole, and a field goal counts. And Minden has got a big lead here at halftime over the Valentine Badgers. The score at halftime, it is Minden 39, Valentine 17. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome back to Broken Bow High School. C15 District Championship here tonight. Valentine and Minden. The Whippets have the lead at the break. The score is 39-17. The halftime show being brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Derek Kissinger come out with fire in his eyes here tonight, or came out with fire in his eyes. Kissinger scored the first 9 points of the ballgame. Minden jumped out to an early 9-0 lead over Valentine. That came with 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Valentine got their first basket at the 5-10 mark. Then the Whippets rattled off 7 more points to grab a 16-2 advantage. You get the picture as Minden dominated from the very beginning here tonight. Jumped out to a 26-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. Led 31-14 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Carson Bloom kind of finished things off there in the second period, getting his shot as they inbounded the ball with 0.6 seconds remaining. Bloom got the field goal to go down right in front of the hole in the lane, and Minden finished off a pretty impressive first half here against the Valentine Badgers. The score at halftime is 39-17. Derek Kissinger leading the way for Minden so far. He's got 14 points in the ball game. The leading scorer for Valentine here at halftime is Marshall Miller. He has got a couple of three-pointers for 6 points. We got more district championship games going on around the area tonight, in particular Ravenna and Sutton, as they are playing in Grand Island tonight. That's a matchup, the C22 district championship game tonight. And at halftime, Ravenna is leading Sutton by a score of 19-14. Ravenna 19, Sutton 14. We've got that game for you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Minden out on top of the Valentine Badgers here at halftime. The score is 39-17. We'll go back and check some halftime numbers for you. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm back at Broken Bow High School here tonight. C15 Boys District Championship going to be decided, and Minden is out to a hefty lead here at halftime. The score is 39-17. Again, Minden has been to the Boys State Tournament 4 years in a row. Last year, they got all the way to the state championship ball game before finally losing to Norfolk Catholic in the championship game, 56-45. So the Whippets looking to get back here. In the 2011-2012 season, they look to be in pretty good shape. Number two in the point standings if they need the wild card in Class C1. But right now, no signs of that. The Whippets looking for a district championship here tonight. They lead Ballantyne by a score of 39-17. The Badgers have not been there since 2004, and Ballantyne really needs a win tonight to earn their right into the state tournament. They are sitting number eight in the point standings as the action gets underway here tonight. Derek Kistner is leading the way so far. For the Minden Whippets, he's got 14 points in the ballgame. He's got 3 three-pointers in the contest, 2 two-point field goals, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line all in the first half. So Kissinger, who scored the first 9 points in the ballgame, had 12 in the first quarter, has got 14 here at halftime, leading the way for the Whippets here tonight. Carson Bloom has been very active as well. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Bloom has knocked down one three-pointer. He's got 4 two-point field goals. So he's got 11 points here at halftime. The other scores from Minden, R.J. Watson came off of the bench to hit a three-pointer, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Isaac Carlson has got 2 field goals for 4 points. Christian Schwenke has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3. And Thomas Sensel has got a field goal for 2. Minden unofficially 4 turnovers in the basketball game, and they are 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. For Ballantyne, they have committed 7 turnovers in the first half of play. They are 0 out of 4 from the line so far. Marshall Miller is leading the way. He's got a couple of 3-point field goals and 6 points. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mac Clinder has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Anthony Fasthorse came off the bench. They had a 3-pointer for 3. Matt Harris has got a field goal for 2. He is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. James Simmons has got a field goal and 2 points. And that is it for Ballantyne. They put 17 points on the board here against the Minden Whippets defense in the first 16 minutes of play. And at halftime, Minden has got the lead over Ballantyne by a score of 39-17. We've got more coming up here at the halftime show. Brought to you by Allens of Hastings. We'll have more after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth. There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And 39-17 is our score at halftime. Minden with a lead over Ballantyne here tonight. The other C1 district championships being decided tonight. Lincoln Christian playing Fairbury at Doane College in Crete. Bishop Newman playing Columbus Lakeview at Midland University in Fremont. Boys Town, the number one team in Class C1, and the expected number one seed for the state tournament next week, playing Wisner Pilger in their district championship ball game tonight at Blair. In Columbus, you've got Norfolk Catholic playing Boone Central tonight. Minden here against Ballantyne in Broken Bow. And then Hershey playing Kimball tonight for the C16 District Championship. 6 district winners, 2 wild cards will head to the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln next week. C2 also holding their district championships tonight. Johnson County Central against Johnson Brock. The ball game's going on at Syracuse tonight. Sutton is playing Ravenna. That game in Grand Island tonight. And again, at last check, it was Ravenna with a lead over Sutton. The score was 19-14 at halftime. Malcolm was playing Twin River tonight at York College. Oakland Craig against Ponca at Wisner-Pilger. Huntington Cedar Catholic against Burwell at Battle Creek. Sutherland is hosting a game between North Platte St. Pat's and Perkins County. Again, six district champions. Two wild cards will move on to the Class C2 state tournament next week in Lincoln. Classes D1 and D2 will play their district championships tomorrow. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 will be in Minden tomorrow night. 6:50 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off as the Giltner Hornets look to get back to the state tournament. They've got a tough ball game against the Loomis Wolves. We'll have that game for you here on the Breeze tomorrow night. And over on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, it'll be a Class D1 district championship game for District 5 as Kennesaw will play Overton. Same story, pregame at about 6:50 with a tip-off at 7. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Harris misses a shot from underneath the basket there for Valentine, rebounded by Carson Bloom of Minden. So just underway here in the third quarter, it's 39-17. Minden's got to lead. Bloom around the corner down there as he drives the baseline, and he's going to be fouled into play. Fouled into play here, a tripping call on Valentine. First team foul on the Badgers here in the second half of play. So Minden shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. They've got a 22-point lead, 39-17. Last personal foul went in Clinder of Valentine. That's going to be his third. So Minden will play things in. This is Dan Christensen who gets the start for the Whippets here in the second half of play, dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Dan Christensen's going to flip the ball away to Derek Kissinger, who had 14 first-half points for the Whippets, 12 in the first quarter. Minden working with the ball. Kissinger's got it down the wing on the right side. Takes a long three. A shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. A foul call on the rebound. Going to go on Dan Christensen. That shot thrown up by Derry Kissinger several feet from beyond the three-point circle. A long rebound came out, and Dan Christensen is called for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be the first team foul on the Whippets here in this third quarter of play. 39-17 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Simmons with the ball, gets it away to Miller, circles it around, takes it to the right side, a shot from 12 feet away, it's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Minden. Dan Christensen with the ball for the Whippets. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone, Carson Bloom, out of Kissinger, drops the ball down low to Schwenke, his shot is up there and in. Christian Schwenke gets the field goal under the hole there, he's got 5 points in the ball game. Kissinger gets the assist, and it is now a 39-17 ball game. It should be 41-17. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good at this end. Rebound comes down to the Derry Kissinger. Should be 41-17 to score. Carson Bloom has got the ball on the far sideline. Carson drives the baseline, dumps her away. Here's a shot in the wind. It's going to be up there. No good by Christian Schwenke. And we got a foul called. The score is 39-17 at halftime. They've added a field goal since then. And now going to the free throw line for Minden is going to be Christian Schwenke. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Well, we've tacked on one player. There we go. Nope. We've added too many. That's 42-17. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. So it should be 41-17. So a couple of free throws missed there by the Minden Whippets. Here's Connor with the ball. Connor on the wing on the right side comes out between the circles now. That's a Shelbourne. Brings it back here to Connor. Drops the ball down low to Harris. Turnaround jumper off of the baseline is good. Matt Harris scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 41-19 it should be. Here at Broken Bowl High School here tonight. Derek Kissinger has got the ball. Lobs it left side of the lane. Now gives it away to Kissinger again. Over here to a Dan Christensen. Christensen out to a Carson Bloom. Here's a right side shot up there from the wing. It's going to be no good by Kissinger. One shot and out as Valentine grabs the rebound. Here come the Badgers up the floor. That's Eklund with the ball. Eklund down the near sideline. Cuts it to the center of the floor. Brings it over here on the wing to a Shelbourne. Down in the corner, that's a Miller with it. Miller lobs it left side of the lane down to Connor. Connor gives it away. That's going to be a Shelbourne driving for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Christian Schwenka. 42-19 is the score. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Down in the corner, Sinsel throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Kissinger shot's blocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on the Valentine Badgers. That's the third team foul on Valentine here in the second half of play. Quinn Connor picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Derek Kissinger to the free throw line now for the Whippets. So Kissinger has got 14 in the ballgame. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. He will get one more. Here comes some substitutes in. Isaac Carlson is going to check in now for Minden. Coming into the ballgame, Anthony Fasthorse for Valentine. 42-19 is the score. The Minden Whippets are out on top. Derek Kissinger will have one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose, and it's finally picked up here by Ben Shelbourne. Now we got a turnover as Valentine throws the ball right into the Minden bench. The eighth turnover. Eighth turnover on Valentine so far in the ballgame. So it's going to be Minden playing things in on the far sideline. Carson Bloom will get things in on the high post to Schwenka. Dumps it down low again to Carson Bloom. A shot no good. Rebound Schwenka. Follow shot no good. Rebound is Ben Shelbourne, taken away by Bloom. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouled. Carson Bloom gets the steal here in backcourt, and he gets the field goal to go down. And now we're going to have a technical foul called on Ben Shelbourne and Valentine. Shelbourne was arguing the call there. He thought maybe Carson Bloom fouled him, and he was talking to the official not very nicely there, and he gets called for a technical foul. So Shelbourne will come to the bench now for Valentine. First of all, we're going to have some free throws coming up here by Carson Bloom as he got the field goal to go down. He has now got 13 points in the ballgame, and this one is getting out of hand. 44-19 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Carson Bloom to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good, so he converts on a three-point play. And now we're going to have some technical foul shots being assessed here. Carson Bloom will go back to the free throw line for Minden. The shot is up there. The shot this time it rattles off no good. They'll get one more for the tee. And then Minden will get the ball back. 45-19 is the score. Next shot is up there by Bloom. That one is no good. Carson Bloom 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Now Minden will play things in here on the near sideline. They've got the lead 45-19 here in this third quarter of play. And now the official is going to get together again here at the midcourt stripe to have a little conference. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQFM.com at 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com, and also on your smartphone tonight. You're listening at m.KLIQFM.com. 45-19, Minden with the lead. Carson Bloom moves it on the baseline down here on the left side. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline, grabbing the ball. Kissinger goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Matt Harris. And the rebound comes down to Valentine, running it back the other way. Down in the corner, here's a Shelbourne. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Offensive rebound, they get it to Harris. Moves it up high on the block, dumps it down low to Shelbourne. His shot is up there, no good. He's fouled in the play. So Shelbourne initially came to the bench there for Valentine following his technical foul, but he stayed out there. Now he'll go to the free throw line after being fouled in a play here by Christian Schwenka, who just picked up his fourth personal foul. His shot is up there, And the free throw line is up and in by Ben Shelbourne. That's his first point of the ball game. So now Schwenker is going to have to go out with four fouls with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. But his ball club is up by 25 points and 45 to 20. Here's the next shot by Shelbourne. He rattles that baby home. 45 to 21 now. Here's Minden with the ball. Carson Bloom down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 5 feet away. And the rebound comes down to Shelbourne. Here come the Valentine Badgers back the other way. Dylan Eklund drives it coast to coast. Goes for the hole. Shot good and he's fouled. Now the Valentine people coming alive here just to our left. Dylan Eklund gets the field goal to go down there for the Badgers. He's fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 45 to 23 is the score. That's going to be team foul number three on Minden. And shot from the free throw line is up there and in. So Dylan Eklund hits on a three-point play there for the Badgers. That's now 45 to 24. Here comes Minden back with the ball. That's Derek Kistner in three-point territory. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. We get it to R.J. Watson. Now we got a timeout called. Shannon Levin wants to talk things over here for the Minden Whippets. We'll take a break. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. Minden 45, Valentine 24.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Broken Bow High School, 3:44 to play in the third quarter, 45-24. Minden has got the lead. And the Whippets will have the ball as they will inbound it here on the near sideline. Lovin has got it. Now over here on the wing to Derek Kissinger. Out between the rings now to R.J. Watson. Gets over the on the wing on the right side to Lovin. Now to R.J. Dribbles it toward the goal. Dishes the ball away to Kissinger. Goes up. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. That's Anthony Fasthorse. He got his hands on it there for the Valentine Badgers, and he also picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Derek Kissinger again for Minden. Kissinger with 14 in the ball game. His shot is up there and the shot good. Kissinger is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 15 points in the ball game. And Derek Kissinger will have one more shot here. The Whippets now lead 46 to 24. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Derek Kissinger, a 62% foul shooter, hits a couple of free throws. That makes the score 47 to 24 in favor of the Whippets. Into the ball game now for Valentine. It's going to be Michael Miller, or Marshall Miller, as he comes back into the contest here for James Simmons. Minden still attacking here in backcourt. R.J. Watson back there. Here's a Dylan Eklund with the ball. Gets it to Marshall Miller. Now down low. That's a fast horse, and he's going to be fouling the play. Ripping the ball out of his hands was R.J. Watson from behind, but he also picks up the personal foul. And Anthony Fasthorse will go to the free throw line now for the Valentine Badgers. R.J. Watson picks up his second personal foul. It's team foul number 4 on Minden. Fasthorse to the line. His shot is up there and in. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Anthony Fasthorse is a 64% foul shooter in the season. Next shot is up there. That one is good, so he counts a couple of free throws. The Whippets now lead by a score of 47 to 26. As we approach the 3 minute mark here in this third quarter from Broken Bow High School, R.J. Watson moves it out of the baseline. Carson Bloom drives the baseline, dishes off in front of the hole. A shot by Lovin, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden ball. Last touchdown there by Anthony Fasthorse. So Minden will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Whippets looking for their 13th consecutive win here tonight. The last loss was back there to Ravenna. That was their only loss of the season back there in December. Since then, they've rattled off 12 straight, including 2 wins in the sub-district tournament last week over St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Now the Whippets have the lead here in the district championship ball game. They pound it down low to Lovin. Back down in the corner left side, that's Carson Bloom. Drives the baseline, his shot is up there. It's good, and he fouled the play. Carson Bloom making some big shots here in the third quarter. They'll try to make this a three-point play as well as he goes to the free throw line. The fouls will be called on Dylan Eklund of Valentine. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Badgers, and Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Here comes Schwenka back into the ball game now as Kissinger will go out. Bloom to the free throw line, 1 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. His shot is up there. That one is good. Minden looks very good here tonight. The Whippets with a big lead over Valentine. The score is 50-36. Got out to a 26-12 first quarter lead, and they have a look back here in this one. Marshall Miller with the ball down the near sideline. Ball tipped away from Eklund. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden basketball. That's a turnover on Valentine, their 10th of the ball game. So Minden will come back the other direction. Here comes Matt Harris back into the ball game now for Valentine. Going out will be Matt Klinder. So Minden has got the ball. 2:45 to play in the third. They lead in the ball game by a score of 50-26. R.J. Watson with it now on the wing on the left side. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline. Isaac Carlson has got it picked up there by Marshall Miller. Carlson gets away, bounce pass down low. Watson grabs the ball and shot is up and in. R.J. Watson working the baseline. They got the back door cut there, and he lays it in. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here's a pass deflected and lost out of bounds. Valentine turns it over here in backcourt. That's going to be the 11th turnover. The 11th turnover now in Valentine, and again, Minden will play things in from underneath their own basket. There's Isaac Carlson looking to play things in, deep in the corner of the right side to Watson. Gets it inside to Schwenka, back out to Watson. Dribble penetration down the lane. Tries to dump the ball away. Gets it down there to 11. He brings it out in the three-point territory on the wing on the right side. Out to R.J. Watson. I think his foot was on the mid-court stripe, but the officials don't see it. Cross-court pass to Bloom. Bloom, dribble penetration, dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Picked up by Fast Force. They get the ball ahead. Now to Miller. Drives for the hole. His shot's good. And we got a foul called. We got a foul called on Miller, bringing the ball up the floor for Valentine. And now the Valentine fans ain't going to like that one. A push-off going to the hole there for Marshall Miller. We are lined up directly at center court. That ball came out to R.J. Watson. His foot was on the 10-second line. The officials didn't see it. Should have been an over and back there on Minden, but they didn't score. They turned it away anyway. Now the personal foul call on Valentine at the opposite end. It's going to be Minden bringing the ball back. Here's a long-range jumper by Kissinger for 3. Shot good. He's still got his touch here in the second half. He's got 19 in the ball game. 55-26. There's a shot by Miller. No good. Rebound Fast Horse. Follow shot good. Anthony Fast Horse scoring there. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. 55-28. Minden has got the lead. Whippets have the ball back the other way. 1:30 to play here in the third. On the wing on the right side, Carmosta has got it. Pounds the ball down low to Kissinger. Goes up. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Derek Kissinger scores again. He's got 21 in the ball game. 57-28. Boy, Valentine, no answers tonight for Derek Kissinger. Derek Kissinger scored the first 9 points in the ball game for Minden. There's a bounce pass to the left side to Miller. His shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be no good. An air ball. Rebound Fast Horse. And the ball is going to be saved here by Minden. They get the ball up the floor. R.J. Watson, he's decked in the play. R.J. Watson goes down hard underneath the basket there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Dylan Eklund. Eklund picks up his second. R.J. Watson back onto his feet here. He'll go to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game thus far. 57.4 seconds to play here in the third period. 57-28. Minden has got the lead. R.J. Watson to the line here for the Whippets. His shot is up there. The shot in and out. No good. He's down 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Now head coach Shannon Lovingham bringing some beef in there. Mitchell Moeller comes in replacing Christian Schwenka. So things getting a little physical inside. We'll see what Mitchell Moeller can do now for the Whippets. 57.4 seconds remaining here in the third. Minden out on top easily here. 57-28. Shot from the free throw line is good by Watson. And now Minden leads by 30. 58-28 here in the C15 District Championship ball game. Many folks thought that maybe Valentine could give Minden a run here tonight. But Minden jumped out to an early 26-12 lead in the first quarter. And they have looked pretty tough here tonight. And this is a district championship ball game. Here's Matt Harris with the ball now for Valentine. Holds the ball deep in the corner on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles once. Comes out here to Shelbourne. Who's back in the ball game. Bounce pass goes inside. Ball deflected away from Eklund. A turnover there on Valentine. They're 12th of the ball game. Running back the other way is Sinsel. Gets the ball ahead of Kissinger for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. One done and one and done as Eklund grabs the rebound for Valentine. Dillon brings it up the floor down here on the right sideline, down in the corner to Miller. Hit shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there, and the ball is recovered by Minden. Here come the Whippets back the other way. Valentine, folks, again, not happy with the call. There's a Sinsel, moves it over to Kissinger on the deep wing on the right side. Kissinger, he holds it, now takes it down to the baseline, jump pass in the lane. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Lovin, and the ball is brought down here by Valentine, running back the other way. Miller to Eklund, a shot no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. A driving layup that was missed there as the horn sounds, and that's the end of the third quarter of play here tonight in Broken Bow. The score after three, Minden 58, Valentine 28. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we start the fourth quarter of play. Minden with a lead, 58-28 over Valentine. Ravenna is leading Sutton tonight in their district championship ball game by 16. It is 37-21 after three quarters. There's a shot in the wing by Kissinger. No good. Tip time by Kissinger is up and in. Derek Kissinger, he has got 23 points in the ball game now for Minden. Averages 13 in the season, and Minden leads by a score of 60-28. Early in this fourth quarter, just underway. Valentine with the ball in their offensive zone. Simmons has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. And the ball's going to be knocked loose. It's going to be picked up here. Back the other way. It's going to be Sinsel. His driving layup is going to be deflected out of his hands. It's going to be picked up here by Valentine. Running back the other way. They take it down to the baseline to Klinder. His shot is up and in. Matt Klinder scores there for Valentine. Just the right of the basket. He's got 6 points in the ball game now. And the Whippet lead is still 30 points. It's 60-30. Entry pass now to Carson Bloom. Moves over here on the wing on the left side to Christensen. Christensen over to Bloom on the right wing, takes it down on the baseline. Now to Kissinger off the baseline. Shot is up there. He scores again. Derek Kissinger scores again. He's now got 25 in the ball game for Minden. That's what he scored in the two sub-districts games, 25 points. There's a driving layup. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kissinger. He had 13 against St. Cecilia, 12 against Kearney Catholic in the two ball games last week. Here's Bloom for three. His shot no good. Rebound Sinsel. Follow shot good. Thomas Sinsel scoring there, the offensive board and the putback. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Minden now leads by 34, 64-30 in high school basketball action tonight here in Broken Bow. Here's Connor with the ball, comes out to Miller, top of the key, three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short. Ball is saved there. Out of the baseline, it's going to be out of bounds now. It's falling down with it. Was a Simmons out of bounds. And Minden will play things in. So the Whippets will move on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln, and the Whippets going to have a lot of momentum. They're going to have 13 wins in a row under their belts, a 21-1 record, probably the number two seed. So they'll get their wish, and they'll stay away from top-ranked Boys Town until they could potentially play them in the championship game in Class C1. Boys Town considered by many to be the favorite in C1 this year. There's a pass down low to R.J. Watson. His shot is up and in. R.J. Watson has got 10 points in the ball game, and Minden now leading by 36. They're blowing the Badgers out of the lake here. 66-30 is the score. We're in the fourth quarter of play. 5:45 to play here at Broken Bow High School, and now Miller loses the ball out of bounds. Marshall Miller to dribbling with the ball here on the near sideline, lost the ball out of bounds. Levin comes back into the ball game now for Minden. Going out is going to be Christian Schwenke. 15 turnovers in Valentine. So the Whippets will play things in. Here's Dan Christensen with the ball. He will walk things up now for the Whippets. Brings the ball across the midcourt stripe. Valentine still in a man-to-man defense, but Minden's been able to slice this up pretty well here tonight. Carlson moves it over in the wing to the left side to Levin. Takes the ball into the lane. He's going to be pressured there. Now a foul is going to be called. Levin right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Got 1 foot in the paint, 1 foot out, and then a personal foul is going to be called here on the Valentine Badgers. Going to the free throw line will be Levin. He has not scored so far tonight. 71% foul shooter in the season. Marshall Miller picks up the personal foul for Valentine. That's going to be his second. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in for Levin. He'll get one more. 67-30. Minden with a lead. Next shot is up there. It's off of the back of the iron. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Quinn Connor. Connor brings it back the other way. Now for the Valentine Badgers. Gets the ball away to Miller. Works it to the right side of the floor. Miller drilling the ball. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Flips it away now to Simmons. Simmons takes it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Here's Miller. His three-pointer is put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Levin. Gets the ball away to R.J. Watson. Hustles into the forecourt. Down in the corner to Christensen. Christensen holds it. Now dribble penetration to the goal. The shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Valentine, and the foul is going to be called. Harris got the rebound. Rebound to the near sideline, and the foul is going to be called here. On the Whippets coming back the other way on defense. Thomas Sinsel picks up the foul as he tried to poke the ball away here on the near sideline. Into the ball game now will be Ryan Carmosta. Going out will be Thomas Sinsel. Good gathering from Minden here tonight. Up here at Broken Bow, watching your team head for the C-1-5 district championship here tonight. Under 5 minutes to go. It's 67-30. Minden has got the lead. Simmons with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Reverses it. Gets it out here to Shelbourne. Has been hit with a technical foul here tonight. Still playing in the ball game for the Badgers. Bounce pass goes over there to Simmons. And he throws the ball out of bounds. Like I say, it was tipped out there by Minden. Oh, actually caught by the referee underneath the hole there. Underneath the basket. They give it to Valentine as they were playing things in. Deflected out by the Whippets. Here's Harris with the ball at the top of the key. Now a foul is going to be called as Harris goes over to Klinder. The ball poked loose there by Isaac Carlson of Minden. That's going to be Isaac's first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Whippets. Here comes a Dan Christensen out of the ball game now. Head coach Shannon Levin. Mitchell Moeller comes back in there. So Minden will play in the state tournament again next week. Their fifth year in a row that they've been down to the boys' state tournament. There's a offensive foul called on the baseline by Marshall Miller. Ron Marshall Miller trying to drive the baseline. Ran into a defender of Minden. He's hit with a personal foul. That's going to be Miller's third. So 5 years in a row. It's been a good run there for the Minden Whippets. And they will head back to the state tournament. Trying to win one more game than they did last year. They lost in the state finals. The Norfolk Catholic driving back the other way. Here's that stuff by Miller that he can't make it go down. He misses on the stuff. Rebounded by Minden. Comes back the other way to Levin. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Shelbourne. Valentine's got the ball. They missed the stuff on their last possession. Brought the Minden folks to their feet again. Here's the ball. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up now by Valentine to move it down in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there by Miller is good. Marshall Miller hits the tray from deep in the left corner. That's his third tray of the ball game. He's got 9 points. And it's now a 67-33 ball game. Minden has got the lead over Valentine. A pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Simmons. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouling the play. James Simmons got the interception and the bucket at the other end, and then he's fouling the play. Now James Simmons will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. 67-35 is the score. 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the third quarter, or fourth quarter. Levin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Shot from the free throw line by Simmons, and up there it's going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Levin. Simmons misses on the free throw attempt. Here comes Minden back the other way. They're out on top by a score of 67-35. The Whippets out of the gates early. They got into a big lead in the first quarter, 26-12. Right at halftime, 39-17, and the Whippets just playing out the second half. Here's a long-range jumper from three up there, no good by Levin. And the rebound comes down here to Ben Shelbourne of Valentine. Takes it to the far sideline out of Simmons. Brings it back to the center of the floor. His pass is going to be kicked there by Isaac Carlson of Minden. Coming into the ball game now for Valentine is going to be Anthony Fasthorst. And going out will be Matt Klinder. Valentine will play things in here on the near sideline. Marshall Miller will inbound the ball for the Badgers. Not a whole lot has went right for Valentine offensively here in this ballgame tonight. A team that's been averaging close to 60 points per ballgame. Miller floater down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Harris. His shot is up there and in. Matt Harris scores right in front of the hole there for Valentine. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. It's 67-37. Minden with a lead. There's Isaac Carlson with the ball. Comes over here in the wing to Carmosta. Puts it on the floor. There's a pass to the far side to Watson for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Valentine. That's going to be Ben Shelbourne with it now. Gets away to James Simmons. Here comes the Badgers. Back the other way. Down in the corner, Anthony Fasthorst. Out on top of Shelbourne. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Puts it up with the window. Shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Harris. Follow shot spins out of there and a foul called. So Matt Harris will go to the free throw line now for Valentine. A personal foul whistled here on Ryan Carmosta of Minden. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 in the Whippets. 2.5 minutes to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 67-37. Shot from the free throw line by Harris is up and in. Harris now with 7 points in the ball game. He'll get one more. Chris Shelton comes into the ball game now for Minden. Levin goes out. So Shelton is into the ball game now. It's 67-38 with 2 minutes, 37 seconds to play. Matt Harris will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So he gains a couple of free throws. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Matt Klinder comes back into the ball game now for the Valentine Badgers. I think Harris was the guy who checked out. Yes. Minden has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Big lead here at 67-39. Minden with the ball as Chris Shelton goes over on the right sideline now to Mitchell Mueller. There's a pass down on the baseline to Shelton. His pass deflected, but it's picked up by Isaac Carlson on the far sideline. Carlson holds the ball here for Minden as the Valentine Badgers still in a man-to-man defense. There's R.J. Watson, dribble penetration, dumps it off down low to Mueller. His shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up, and he's fouling the play. Mitchell Mueller misses the first shot, and then he's hammered there as he tries to put it back down through the hole. And Mueller will go to the free throw line now for the Minden Whippets for two shots. Badgers way over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of the play. Mitchell has not scored so far in the ball game tonight. That foul went on Eklund. That's going to be his fourth. The free throw line will be Mueller, and he banks one home. He'll have one more. He's a 62% foul shooter. Now Valentine going to send in the rest of the subs in there. They're going to complete a great season at 20-5. Out of those five losses, three of them have been to Minden. Once during the regular season, once in the championship ball game of the Southwest Conference Tournament, and now once tonight in the district championship. Next shot is up there by Mueller. It's going to be up and in. 68-39. Watch Minden next week. This is going to be a team that's going to be reckoned with down there in the Class C1 ranks of the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Action gets underway next Thursday down in Lincoln. Minden, very good team. They'll have a chance to maybe contend for the title again this season. There's a pass inside. A turnaround jumper is up there and in. So we got a short jumper in the lane there. That's Austin Ballin who's into the ball game now. We've got the jumper there for Valentine. 69-41 is the score. As Minden comes back the other way, they got all kinds of new folks in there. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. It's going to be no good. An offensive rebound here for the Whippets as they work. And now they throw the ball away, trying to bring it to Carmosta here on the near sideline. They throw the ball away. It's going to be a turnover on the Whippets. That's their seventh in the ball game. And now with a minute and 21 seconds to play, it'll be Valentine coming back the other way. Josiah Owen has got the ball as he comes into the forecourt now for the Badgers. Over there on the wing, there's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. An air ball, and now it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Minden basketball. Three-pointer thrown up there by Alex Dredge, a 5'10" junior for the Valentine Badgers. Does not draw iron, and Minden will come back the other way. Down to their offensive zone. Bowler has got it. Now comes cross-court here. Over on the near sideline, a three-pointer. Put up there, back one home. Andrew Olson gets the three-pointer there for the Minden Whippets. It's now a 72-41 ball game. Andrew Olson gets a three-pointer. That ignites the Minden faithful here tonight. Driving for the basket. There's a shot up there. No good, but a foul is going to be called. So Andrew Olson, a 6-foot senior for the Whippets, gets a three-pointer to go down from the left side of the lane. Now we got a personal foul back the other way, and going to the free throw line here is going to be Owens for Valentine. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Josiah Owen. It's his first free throw. He'll have one more. We're down to 46.1 second to play. Here in the fourth quarter, 72-42. The Whippets by 30. Next shot is up there. It is good. Owen into the scorebook. 72-43 is the score now. Here comes Minden back with the ball. That's Olson again on the wing, on the right side, dribbling with it over there. Andrew Olson. He lobs the right side of the lane to a Chris Shelton. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. There's a three-pointer. Put up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is grabbed here by Valentine. Last shot taken by Landon Lemke, who's into the ball game now for Shannon Levin and the Whippets. Ball is loose again. It's picked up on the far sideline by Lemke. Now he's going to be fouling the play. Landon Lemke. He's going to be fouled here in the backcourt, and he'll get a chance to shoot a one-and-one at the other end. This will be a two-shot foul here as this Valentine bunch over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Simmons picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Lemke to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. So Landon Lemke hits a free throw. His second one is up there. It's good. That makes the score 74-43. So everybody dressed in white and purple here tonight getting a chance to play in this ball game. With this one out of control, there's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. That's Nick Kruger scoring there for Valentine's. He takes the ball on the goal, 74-45. And that's going to be probably the final score as Minden brings the ball in the offensive zone. Bounce pass underneath the bucket. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. A turnover, and that's the ball game. The Minden Whippets win the district championship here tonight over Valentine. An easy win tonight for the Whippets. They jump out to an early 26-12 lead after the first quarter, but 39-17 at halftime, 58-28 after three. And they go on to pace the Valentine Badgers tonight in the district championship final score of 74-45. Stick around. We've got the postgame show coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Broken Bow again. The final score: Minden wins the C15 District Championship tonight. They beat Valentine by a score of 74-45. Welcome into the postgame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers of Hastings, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full service printer. Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Minden got out of the gates early. In fact, it was Derek Kissinger who provided all the thrills early for the Minden Whippets. He scores the first 9 points in the ballgame. Minden got out to a 9-0 lead with 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first. Valentine got a field goal to make it 9-2. The Whippets then rattle off 7 more points to grab a 16-2 advantage. Minden led 26-12 at the end of the first quarter, but 31-14 early in the second. Had a big 22-point lead at halftime, 39-17, led by 30 after three quarters at 58-28, and they go on to win tonight by 29 points, winning by the score of 74-45 here in the C15 District Championship. Minden will move on to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament next week for the fifth year in a row. Valentine, a record now of 20 wins and 5 losses on the season, with 3 of those losses coming to Minden this year. They are 8th in the wild card standing, so if all the stars are aligned right, Valentine could still potentially qualify for the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament next week, but they'd have to have a lot of things happen tonight in the district championship ball game, and it probably won't happen, so Valentine will wrap up their season with a mark of 20 wins and 5 losses. So they're blaring "We Are the Champions" on the sound system here at Broken Bow as Minden will chop down the nets to win the district championship. They'll move on to the state tournament for the fifth year in a row after disposing of Valentine tonight in the district championship by a score of 74-45. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here on the Breeze. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it!
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vons Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vons Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vons Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm back here at the Vons Printers postgame show tonight on The Breeze. One of the score to report to you, Ravenna knocked off Sutton tonight to win the district championship by a score of 53-29. So Ravenna moves on to the state tournament next week. Sutton still, I think, in pretty good shape for a wild card in Class C2. We'll find out tomorrow. And all the scores come rolling in later on tonight. But Ravenna knocks off Sutton in the district championship ball game in C2 tonight, 53-29. Minden winning here over Valentine by a score of 74-45. Scoring in the ball game tonight for Minden, they were led by Derek Kissinger. Had a wonderful night tonight. Scores the first 9 points in the ball game. Had 12 in the first quarter alone. Ends up with 14 in the first half, 25 for the ball game. Derek Kissinger knocking down 4 3-pointers and 5 2-point field goals. And he was 3 out of 6. From the free throw line tonight. So Kissinger leads the way with 25 points for Minden. Carson Bloom ends up with 17 points in the ball game. Bloom had a 3-pointer in the first half of play. And everything else on the 2-point tries here tonight. Then he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He scored 17 in the ball game. Also in double figures tonight was R.J. Watson. He had 10. So three players in double figures tonight for the Whippets. Derek Kissinger had 25. 17 for Carson Bloom, 10 for R.J. Watson. The other scores for Minden, they had the Christian Schwenke with 5 points in the ball game tonight, 4 for Thomas Sinsel, 4 points for Isaac Carlson, 3 for Andrew Olson, 2 points for Mitchell Moeller. Jonas Levin got a point tonight, and into the ball game late and hitting a couple of free throws for Minden was Landon Lampka, who was 2 for 2 on the free throw line for 2 points. Minden from the line tonight. They were 4 out of 5 in the first half of play. They shot 21 free throws tonight in this ball game. Converted on 12 of those, so 12 out of 21 from the free throw line tonight for the Whippets. Unofficially, 8 turnovers in the ball game. Valentine, they were 9 out of 14 from the stripe tonight. They had 15 turnovers in the ball game. They were led by Marshall Miller. He had 9 points in the game. Matt Klinder and Anthony Fasthorse also scored tonight. So Marshall Miller scores 9 points. Matt Harris scores 8. And Anthony Fasthorse with 7. Matt Klinder had 6 points. The other scores for Valentine, you had James Simmons with 4. Dylan Eklund with 3. Josiah Owen had 2 points tonight. Nick Kruger had 2. Ben Shelbourne had 2 points. So Valentine wraps up their season probably, barring a wild card miracle here tonight. Valentine will end up at 20-5 on the season with three of those 5 losses to Minden. And the Whippets will win their 13th straight ball game tonight as they improve to 22 wins and 1 loss. Their only loss this year, the only blemish, was that the regular season loss to Ravenna, who's still undefeated in Class C2. And Minden will play in the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week for the fifth year in a row. The Whippets going all the way to the state finals last year before finally losing to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 56-45. Minden look for them to have about a number two seed when they announce the pairings sometime this week by the Nebraska Schools Activities Association. Again, the final score in this one, it was Minden knocking off the Valentine Badgers tonight by a score of 74-45 as the celebration continues on the floor here tonight. That'll wrap things up from Broken Bow for my producer and engineer, Maggie Rudolph, back at the radio station. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Broken Bow.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.